Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj, and welcome back to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. I hope you guys are having a great time getting ready for Christmas. And if you're like our family, I'm sure you literally have no time whatsoever. Well, 2 weeks ago, we talked about the first part of Sugar Hill Church's mission, which is about making a big deal of the Bible. And then last week, we talked about the second part of our mission, which is to make the biggest deal of Jesus. So this week, we're going to talk about the third part of our mission, which is to serve others with a generous, grateful, and gracious heart. So why should we do this? Well, the best reason I know is because Jesus said we should. From the book of Matthew, in chapter 20, verses 25 through 28, we read that Jesus called the disciples together and shared with them that the rulers of the land lead through control and authoritative tactics, but that we, as believers, should lead differently. Jesus said to his disciples, and really to all of us, that in order to become a great leader, we must first have the mind and heart of a servant. And he went on to say that he himself did not come to be served, but he came to serve others. So if the Son of Man, the giver of life, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, chose to serve others and not to be served, shouldn't we serve others with the same level of grace, mercy, and love? In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, it says that we should take the gifts that we have been given and use them to serve others. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 31, it says we should do to others as we would have them do unto us. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 3, it says that we should do nothing out of selfish ambition, and we should value others above ourselves. And in Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 16, reminds us to do good for others, and that when we sacrifice for others, God is very pleased with our efforts. And our pastor has said many times that we are not called to judge one another, but to exhibit God's grace, mercy, and love towards one another, and to convey that God wants what He, our Creator, has determined in His infinite wisdom. He wants what is best for each of us. So this Christmas season, the best we can do to honor our risen Savior is to serve someone else with our hearts and our hands. It can be a family member in need, or a family in your neighborhood, or one of the many ministries at Sugar Hill Church. It's not about the who or even the how. It's about serving someone else with all of your heart. So go make a big deal of the Bible. Make a big deal of Jesus as you serve people in our community and around the world. All right, everyone. Thank you again for listening to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. Our hope and prayer is for each of you to have a wonderfully blessed Christmas season. And I pray the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. Bye now.